Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at a topic, well, that might be a bit surprising to some people. Today's focus is being thankful for work. It's interesting, as you talk to people today compared to a year ago, with all of the confusion, with all of the restrictions regarding the COVID-19 issues, and people that wanted to work and couldn't, people that had to work more than what they really wanted to, depending on your occupation, your profession, and those that realize the value of work. Use the verse at the top of the written devotion about Jesus saying that as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. For night is coming when no one will work. And I write in that devotional that it's interesting that that verse comes in the middle of this passage where Jesus is answering a question about a man born blind. Whose fault was it? Who sinned? Was the real question. The man or his parents? And the response of Jesus was that neither sin that in a way that caused the blindness, rather that this was present in this man in order that the glory of God could be revealed, in order that his work of healing would bring glory to God. And it's in the midst of that that Jesus says to his disciples, to those who are listening, we must work while it's still day. I believe the greatest thing that you can do in order to grow in thankfulness for the work that you have, the work that you do, is to begin to see how God can use it to bring glory to him. You see, when you view whatever it is you do, you know, some have various occupations. Some are retired. Some are in school and are still trying to figure out what they want their life work to be. But the greatest work that you can ever set your mind to, your hands to, your thoughts to, is the work of glorifying God. It's fascinating as I have opportunities to share with people through the prayer ministry the variety of devotions, written devotions, printed material, things that they can use. And I always tell that story, the true story that that's possible because of so many others, the work that they do. When I travel to conventions, when I travel to serve and to minister to people, I'm able to do that because of a family that works at things that I can't do when I'm not here. Because of a church family that works at things that I can't do when I'm not there. But most of all, because of a God who has equipped me and called me and given purpose to a variety of work. I write in the devotional the idea that to be sure that you recognize the value of whatever work that God has set before you. That there isn't such a thing as a higher value for what we would quote call sacred work, or a lower value for work. If you're an auto mechanic and you're doing so and bringing glory to God in the midst of your work, then you have a noble profession. You have great value to God just as much as the individual who spends his time preparing sermons, delivering sermons, working to shepherd people. The heart of the value, the purpose that we have is recognizing a faithfulness to the one who has called us. You see, God recognizes the value of work. He also recognizes that there are always those that physically, mentally, emotionally cannot do the work of the same type, the same style of work that others do. But even those have the work, I believe, of God to bring Him glory. As many of you listening and watching this know, I have a daughter, an adult daughter, who physically cannot live as an adult, mentally cannot live as an adult, cannot do the work that the average person would expect of a person her age. And really any aspect of that term that you want to use. But her life has always been about bringing glory to God. She does the work that has been created for her better than anyone that I know. And it has as much and perhaps more value than the work that I do. And so when I talk about being thankful for work, I'm not necessarily talking about a paid job, although that can be included and should be included if you're able to do that. God talks about the need for us to be diligent about what we do. And in this era where we're very focused, and many people that are around me are focused on crying out for equality and the rich sharing with those who have nothing. Some very biblical principles there. But also within the context of all of that instruction is a command for each person to do what they can so that they don't become a burden, they don't make it work harder, more difficult for others. And so it's finding that balance of every one of us doing the work that God has created and called us to do. To do it for His glory, to be thankful that He has given us purpose. Paul writes, and he says, to those that steal, to no longer steal, but to work with your hands so that you have something to share. To me, it's that fascinating transformation to use your hands to go from taking to giving. The medium that allows that to happen is work. In a culture where we often become weary, we look forward to the day that we can retire, that our quote work days are ended. It would be do each one of us well to recognize that that's not really true. Oh, the work that we've done all of our young adult life may come to an end, but it doesn't mean that our work ends. At least it shouldn't mean that our work ends. You see, God says, as long as it is day, let us do the work of the one who sent us. The work of bringing glory to God, the work of representing Jesus, the work of caring and loving and sharing and giving and doing the things that we're able to do. The work of compassion and mercy. The work of forgiveness and restoration. The work of healing and comfort. You see, life is work. And if you're able to earn an income, then be thankful to God that you have work that gives purpose and value and that gives you something to share. If for whatever reason you're not able to earn an income, be thankful to God that He still has work for you to do that has as much value as the work of those who do earn an income. Be faithful in doing that work and serving and loving and encouraging and praying and bringing glory to God in whatever fashion you're able to do so. I went through a period of time in my early to mid-20s where I couldn't physically work. And I have to tell you, that was one of the most difficult times in my life, and partly because of a verse that I heard often growing up is a good verse that says if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. And growing up on a farm, we took that as a very literal verse that if you're not physically out there working the ground, then don't expect to eat the produce. And as much of Scripture, it's a principle I believe is good and accurate and true, but the application, I believe, is a lot broader in what that work might look like. The work of bringing glory to God, the work of doing what we're able to do, what we've been created to do. You see, we've come a long way in providing for those that can't physically work, that can't emotionally, mentally work. There's still ways to go. And I believe we do that by being thankful for the work that they can do. And to recognize the value of every person. To let them know the value that they have, the value that they bring to a relationship, the value that they bring to the body of Christ. To be thankful for one another and the work that they do. And it begins by each one of us being thankful for the work that God allows us to do. And to find every way possible to use that work to bring glory to Him so that Jesus would be made known. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You that You are a God that loves us. You're a God that understands us completely because You created us. You know our need for purpose and value, and You've given us work to do. Work that has meaning and work that helps to instill and to reveal that value. Father, help us to be thankful for the work that You've put before us, regardless of what it is. For the work that we have that earns us an income to help us to live, may we be thankful. May we look within that work for ways that we can do a better job of bringing glory to Jesus. for the work that we do that doesn't bring an income, but that is critical in serving others and in being who you created us to be. May we be thankful. Father, for those listening today that are discouraged because they're not able to work in a way that they feel is meaningful, which in our culture typically means that it's not bringing in enough income, if any, I pray specifically that those individuals would find value and purpose in the good works you created for them to do, that you would continue to provide for them, that your people would continue to grow and learn and share and hold and build one another up. And Father, as we consider the work that we do, may we not be so proud that we refuse to do work that we could do, claiming it's beneath us or we're too good for that kind of work. And so, Father, for our selfishness, we ask forgiveness. May we use what we're able to do to provide for ourselves and for the needs of others. And may our pride not keep us from doing what we can. And Father, for those that can't, may we not look down upon them. May we value them as brothers and sisters. May we see them as you see them. May we help them to see the work that they can do that is meaningful and valuable because it brings glory to you. And Father, even as we live in a culture that requires income, requires finances, may we find ways to not tie our value to those things, but rather tie the value of our work and our value as a person to you, to our faithfulness in doing everything that you've commanded. Fathers, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our schools, our community. I pray that they would know the value of work. That for those that have chores required or expected of them, that they would do so in ways that would bring honor to you. Not simply in obedience to their parents, which is an honorable thing in your sight, but they would do it with joy and thanksgiving that they have a family, that they have things, that the chores before them are necessary and Father, as we teach the value of work, may we weave within that entire concept and that entire teaching the value of faithfulness to you. May we teach the value of each person and may we be very careful not to value some as better than others because they have a greater income. But may we look at the faithfulness. May our children see the goodness that comes through being and doing and living as the person you created and called us to be. Father, today I pray that our life would not simply be filled with busyness that we call work, but it would be filled with meaningful work that accomplishes good. Father, that even in the routine of day-to-day work, that I'm sure some days feels like it is just the same old, same old, same old stuff. May we look beyond the task, whatever it is, however great and grand or however menial it is, and perhaps find the glory that it brings to you through what is produced, or find the glory that it brings to you through how it provides for our family and others who are in need. Father, as I consider the work that is before me today, may I do it well. May I work at it as your word tells us to work at it with all my heart, and as doing it not for men but for you. Father, as we continue to live through these uncertain times, these times of confusion and chaos, and many areas reinstituting restrictions that had begun to relax, I pray that in the midst of all of that, we would be more mindful of one another. That we would continue to live by faith, using the wisdom that you've given us, but not responding out of an unhealthy fear. But sharing your love with people according to their need, according to where they're at. Father, may our arrogance not be such that it prevents us from representing Jesus well. May the aroma that we give off be a sweet and pleasing aroma, not only to you, but to those who are watching, to those who are listening, to those who need to see hope and purpose and value. And may they see that through us as we lift up Jesus. And may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.